Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose again to bring you the daily inspirations for the third day of this month. It's the second day of this month. And it's the second day of the month, and I'm here. This is the third inspiration that I'm bringing to you this week. And my prayer this morning is that you would go back, if this is the first time you're tuning into the daily inspiration, that you would go back and look into the 31st and the 1st. And that you would consider the awesomeness of my God. Consider the awesomeness of my God. So, but before we go into the lesson for today, the meditation for today, can we just come before the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving? Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we bow before you. We bow our hearts, even more than our position, our posture. We bow our hearts, dear God, before you. Our heart position is much more important than our posture position. Our face to be bowed to the earth. There's many different ways that we can come before you. We can pray with our head uplifted, and we can lift our faces up toward heaven, and we can pray, we can glorify your name, we can honor you. We can bow our heads in symbolism of where our hearts are bowed, our heart bowed. It's important that our hearts are bowed before you, our Heavenly Father, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. So this morning, dear God, I ask you to instill your awesome presence upon the listeners this morning, that they might get a grasp of this holy God, and that they might realize the greatness and the awesomeness of a mighty and a holy God. And that this holy God, this God that we talked about the last 2 days, is a God of love and of mercy, and he actually wants to live in our hearts. Oh Lord, this morning, I pray that somehow I may convey that message to our listeners this morning, dear God. Oh, I pray this in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior. Amen. Again, my phone number, I don't know if I gave it this morning or not. My phone number is 717-656-9576. And I just have a desire. I just have a deep desire that each one of you would come to the holy ground. You know, when Moses came into the presence of God there at the burning bush, he realized that this was holy ground. And my desire for each one of you today is that you would see the awesomeness of our Creator and see the awesomeness of this holy God that we have before us, that God that I want to talk to you about this morning. Oh, that you would sense the awesomeness, that you would sense that you are on holy ground this morning, today, dear God. Dear people, oh, my dear people, that you might sense the awesomeness of this holy God that you're standing before this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus that you, as an individual, you as a person, would go with Moses to the burning bush today and sense the awesomeness of this God, this great and mighty God. Oh, my dear people. Oh, my dear people, this is an awesome God that we stand before. And this is an awesome God. This is a loving God. But you know, someday he will come in his wrath against the sinner. He will come in his wrath against those who have not accepted, the precious blood of Jesus. He will come in his wrath. And he will cast all those into hell, into everlasting hellfire. Those who have not accepted the blood of Jesus as an atonement for their sin. But today, while there is time, we have time to come to this Almighty God. We have time to pull off our shoes and fall on our face before this Almighty God and confess our sins. We have time. We are in a time of grace. Right now we are in a time of grace, and God is calling you, my dear friend. God is calling you to come into his awesome presence. In your nakedness, he's calling you to come in his awesome presence, to fall on your face before this living God, an awesome God. Oh Lord, this morning, oh, my dear people, this morning, call upon God. Call upon God. Stop whatever you're doing and call upon God, this almighty God, this great and holy God. And realize, as Moses did there in front of the burning bush, realize who this awesome God is. And if you have not yet heard the message from the past 2 days, I urge you to go back and listen to those messages and realize who this awesome God is. Because God is awesome. God is great. God is mighty. God is holy. God is wonderful. God created heaven and earth with a spoken word. But man, this awesome God, he took time and he created man in his own image. He created man. Oh, I just can't imagine this great and awesome and mighty God taking the elements. Well, first of all, creating the elements of the earth. And then taking of those elements and putting them together, just the right amount of calcium, the right amount I don't know what all our bodies consist of, but minerals and calcium and magnesium and just exactly the right amount he took and put it together. And he formed these miles of blood vessels. He formed the bones, and he formed the bone marrow, and he formed us in his image. And he's calling you. He's calling me. He's inviting you to have a relationship with him. Can you imagine? Can you imagine this awesome and mighty God who called the universe into being with his spoken word? He created this universe. He created heaven and earth. He created the stars. He created the great and mighty, vast expanse of the universe, where the size of the planets and the size of the stars. Put the earth as a grain of sand in comparison to the greatness. Oh, we just can't imagine. We can't imagine how great this God is that would compare the earth as a grain of sand. And then some of these great bodies out there, if you would look at them, they're like the point of a pin. The earth would be like a point of a pin. And then this, you know, a great big ball, let's say a great big ball that we can't even put our arms around it. Such a great ball compared to the a point of a pin. And the earth would be this little point of a pin. And the great planets and stars and so forth would be this great big ball. I mean, yeah, if I would know astrology and science and all that, I could maybe give you a little bit of a comparison in miles and in feet and so forth, but I don't know all these things, but I know that the universe is vast and God created it, and this great God is calling you. This great God is calling you, and he wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to live in your heart. Would you invite God into your heart? Would you prepare your heart for God? How do you prepare your heart for God? God does not cohabit with sin. God does not cohabit with the devils. We need to invite God in. We cannot cleanse our own selves, but we can come to God in repentance. We can realize who we are in the sight of God. We can realize that in the sight of God, we're helpless. We're like a filthy rag, it says. That filthy rag is a dirty, menstruous rag. It is dirty, it is filthy. And in the Old Testament, you know, a menstruous thing was unclean. It was something that people despised. And, you know, today we don't look at it quite that way. We just look at it as bloody rag. No, it's a filthy rag. It's a filthy rag, and that's what God that's how God looks at us in our sin. And we need to realize that there is no good in us. There is no good in us. Naked I come. Naked I must come to God. I must come confessing my sin. And I must realize that I am a sinner. Regardless of how good I am. Regardless of how good a parent that I have. How good parents that I have, how good they trained me. I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. But I can come to God and I can confess to God who I am. I can tell God that, God, I'm a sinner. I'm dirty. I am in need of the cleansing blood of the Lord Jesus. And I can come to God and I can confess that I have no hope, absolutely no hope. The works that I do, there's absolutely no hope in those works of bringing me to heaven, of bringing me into a relationship with God. But oh, my dear friend, if you come, if you fall upon your face this day, fall upon your face where you are and realize who this holy God is, this awesome God, and that he wants a relationship with you. And all you have to do is fall upon your face and confess that you are a sinner. Confess your sins before God. Name them one by one. Confess them. Yes, I am a sinner. I have sinned. I did this. I did that. And name each sin one by one until you know there is no more sin in your left to confess, and you confess it all before a holy God. And then if you know there's no more sin to confess, then worship God. Thank God for his faithfulness. God starts to cleanse you. God starts to purify you, and you feel the dirt rolling off of you, and you feel the weight of sin left behind, and start praising God, this awesome God. Start praising him. And then when you're done praising God, call someone or go to someone and tell them what happened. Tell them that you got born again. Tell them the weight of sin is gone. Testify of the Lord Jesus everywhere you go. Some people won't want to hear you. Some people will condemn you and say, no, that's not the way it is. But if this happened to you, and God washed away your sin, Jesus washed away your sin, you will know. You will know that it happened. And you will know that you're born again. So I pray this morning, my dear friend, that you would come before God in this way and fall on your face in confession, in contrition. Confess your faults. You know, the Bible says in James, confess your faults one to another. First of all, we confess them to God. We confess them. You know, that's where it's God that wants to hear our faults. Wants to hear us telling him our sins, confessing our sins to him. But you know, the Bible is very clear that we also need to confess our faults one to another so that we may be healed. You know, confessing our faults to God is one step. And that's maybe the first step. But we need to confess our faults one to another. And on a daily basis, we need to have someone where we are able to go to and confess our faults one to another. Anyway, again, I ran out of time. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, God bless. May you bless the individual that's listening to this message, dear God, with an awesome desire to have this peace and this wonderful grace that you have for them, Lord. Lord, I just pray this morning in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you would come down, and if this person that is listening has confessed their sin, has shown repentance and contrition before this awesome and mighty God, I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would forgive them and heal them, and Lord, that you make them a blessing, change their life from inside out, that they could be a blessing to others, and they could be a vessel, even as Paul was, a vessel that you can use, a vessel that would bring glory and honor and praise to your holy name. So Lord God, this morning, we commit this little meditation to your hand and pray that it may go forth and do its work. And God, we just thank you and praise you. You are a wonderful and awesome God. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. And again, if you want to give me a call, 717-656-9576. I'm not worthy. But I know God is worthy. And God wants a relationship with you. No matter how bad a sinner you are, God wants a relationship with you. So God bless you, and continue to seek God. Continue to have seek a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's more than religion. God bless you.